Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
To the USA now, where last night voters in the state of Wyoming ousted Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a rare Republican critic of former President Donald Trump, in a primary election. The three-term Congresswoman was once described as a rising Republican star, but that soon ended when Cheney was one of the only Republicans who voted to impeach Mr. Trump after his supporters attacked the US Capitol building in January. Here's what she said during her concession speech.
No House seat. No office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect. And I well understood the potential political consequences of abiding by my duty. Our republic relies upon the goodwill of all candidates for office to accept honorably the outcome of elections. This primary election is over, but now the real work begins.
For more, I'm joined by Eric Hamm, US political analyst. And Eric, you're very welcome to the show. The Cheney's a big name in Wyoming, but I don't think you're surprised about what happened.
No, I'm not at all. In fact, you're right. While she is a big name in Wyoming politics, there's an even bigger name clearly on the scene right now, and that's the name Trump. Trump has shown with last night's victory, or with Cheney's loss last night, that his grip on the Republican Party has gotten tighter and that his influence has not waned even since leaving office.
She stuck to her principles there, Liz Cheney. She said she was more focused on the January 6th committee and speaking out against Trump than perhaps the concerns of her constituents, was she?
Well, you're right. She made this race all about Donald Trump. She moved far away from any of the issues right now that are front and center in the United States. Issues such as inflation, rising gas prices, the war in Ukraine. Liz Cheney made this all about Donald Trump from day in, day out, and she was going to win or lose on Donald Trump, and clearly she lost. But I think the bigger picture is what we're seeing in terms of what this means now in terms of Donald Trump's control of the party. We've already seen an attack on U.S. elections. Now we're seeing an attack on laws that undergird the country. And so I think when you look ahead to this, what does this all mean for a Trump-controlled party? It means that right now, U.S. democracy is literally hanging in the balance.
Harriet Hageman was the Trump-backed candidate who beat Cheney. What can you tell us about her briefly?
Yeah, really interesting. This was someone who not only was seen as a friend and ardent supporter of Cheney's when she ran 6 years ago, but also on 2016, she was at the Republican convention in Pennsylvania, where she was vocally attempting to try to stop Donald Trump's ascension to become the presidential nominee for the Republican Party. 6 years later, here we are. And not only is she backing him, but she's stepped over a close friend and ally to support the former president.
Literally stepped over. I like your turn of phrase there. Now that Liz Cheney has lost her seat in the House of Representatives, how likely is it that she's going to be a Republican candidate for president in 2024?
Well, I think what we're seeing now is she's already established a political action committee. So she's already committed now to funding additional candidates who do not support the election lie of 2022. And to this morning, when asked if she would, in fact, run for president, she says she's not prepared to make that announcement right now. So many are speculating that she perhaps will look to run in 2024 or support a candidate who will run against Donald Trump. So she's making clear her stance will continue, that even though she will not be in Congress in 2023, it's going to be all about stopping Donald Trump in 2024.
Now, while political attention was focused on Wyoming, there also have been significant developments in the state of Alaska regarding a former vice presidential candidate, Sarah Palin. Who remembers that name?
Absolutely. And you're right. And I think the biggest takeaway from last night was not so much that Sarah Palin made her return to national politics 14 years after being picked to be a vice presidential candidate, but the fact that she actually came in second place behind a Democrat in Alaska, where you have very few Democrats in that state. And I think that's bold, that bodes for what we could see heading into the midterm elections. But also, what we're also seeing is Sarah Palin's return to national politics could very well be short-lived, even though she was endorsed by the former president, Donald Trump, as well.
She rose to fame as John McCain's running mate, wasn't it, in the Obama presidency, that election. I suppose who could forget her? You're not so sure she'll be back in politics.
Well, this in this race, this was ranked choice of voting. So you basically had to pick your top three candidates. And based on the results that came out last night, Sarah Palin actually came in second place, 5 points behind the Democrat, who came in first place. Now, Sarah Palin is a big name. Many people know who she is, but her approval rating is very, very low in the state. And remember, in the state, many people are still unhappy with the fact that they felt like she abandoned the state when she resigned her role as governor in the state. And many people have not forgotten that, and they have not forgiven her for that. And then also, too, seeing the Democrat actually come in first place last night, many believe that when the general election takes place in November, Sarah Palin could actually lose that seat. So, yeah, while she has made a return, many don't expect it to be as successful as perhaps they would think.
She less controversial this time?
Well, I don't think she's seen as a controversial candidate. Mm-hmm. In fact, she's very close to the Democratic challenger. Both served in politics in Alaska when Sarah Palin was governor.
Eric Kaham, thanks very much for joining me on Drive Time this evening there.